Today's daf is Tmura daf Yud Ches, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza. So at the very end of this morning's daf, we began the third parak of Masechtas Tmura, which continues to discuss the halachis of Tmura. Specifically, when is it that Tmura goes on the Mizbeach, and when is it that Tmura does not go on the Mizbeach? In other words, the Pasuk says very clearly that even though Tmura involves an Isser, it's a Lois Aseh, it's two lavin, lo yachli fenu v'lo yomir oisai. But at the same time, the Torah also says, v'im hamir yomir behemo b'vehemo v'ayuhu ut murasa yeh, that the tmura, this behema schulin, that you now were makdish via tmura, is going to be kodesh. The question is, does that mean that you can take the animal and put it on the mizbeach or not? Additionally, if you have a tmura schatas, do you treat it like a chatas with the entire Shulchan Aruch of a carbon chatas? If you have a tmura shlamin, do you treat it as a shlamin? If you have a tmura as oila, do you treat it as a tmura as oila? That's the topic of the third parak of Masechtas Tmura. The parak is going to go through carbon by carbon. So similar to parak Ezeo Mekoyman, the fifth parak of Masechtas Vachim, where the parak goes through all the different carbonos and exactly how they were brought. Over here, we're going to go through carbon by carbon and discuss it in light of the halachis of Tmura. Now, it's interesting, the Mishnah is also going to discuss another halacha, and that is, what about a shlamim that has a baby? How do you treat that baby? And for some reason, it's going to be mavur that the vlad of a behemas kachim and the tmura of a behemas kachim are somewhat related. Regardless, it's the parak began with a carbon shlamim. A shlamim can be either a zachar or an akeva, and the Mishnah said that as it relates to the vlad of a shlamim, which a nekeva shlamim can have, whereas it relates to a tmura shlamim, which you can have whether the shlamim was a zachar or an akeva, said the Mishnah, vladeseyem utmuraiseyem, which means that the vlad of a shlamin and the tmura of a shlamin you would treat as an ordinary shlamin. How do we know that? The Gemara brought a pasuk. It says regarding the carbon shlamin, v'im zevach shlamin karbanoi, im min habakar hu makriv, im zachar im nekeva, tamim yakrivenu lefnei Hashem. And the Gemara was bothered, why did Torah have to say im zachar im nekeva? It's true, it could be either a zachar or a nekeva. But without saying im zachar im nekeva, we could have known it could be a zachar or a nekeva. An oila has to be a zachar, the Torah says it has to be a zachar. A chatas has to be a nekeva, the Torah says it has to be a nekeva. If a shlamim could be either a zachar or a nekeva, lishtoik, let it say nothing, and I would know it could be a zachar or a nekeva. The fact that the Torah mentions im zachar or a nekeva must be it's coming to teach me something. So what's coming to teach me? Zachar is l'rabbis es havlad. Nekeva is l'rabbis es hatmura. Im zachar, im nekeva, the word im is extra. Im zachar is l'rabba, is the vlad of a shlomim that's a baal mum, that even that vlad has kedusha. Im nekeva is l'rabba, is the tmura of a shlomim that's a baal mum. The one thing that wasn't clear when we left off this morning was if you have now the vlad of a shlomim that has a mum, or if you have now the tmura of a shlomim that has a mum, how do you treat the vlad? How do you treat the tmura? Do you say that, being that it's the vlad of a balmum, it's the tmura of a balmum, and the balmum itself, you wouldn't be able to be makriv, so you can't be makriv the tmura? Or maybe no, it's true the actual carbon is a balmum, but this one's not a balmum. And if there's a halacha that vlad shlomim goes on the mizbeach, if there's a halacha that tmura shlomim goes on the mizbeach, despite the fact that this one came from a balmum, maybe it doesn't matter, and it's on that point that we pick up the daf, and that is lemay hilchasa. Lemay hilchasa, when we're marba from im zachar im nekeva, vlad shlomim of a balmum, or tmura shlomim of a balmum, with regards to what were we marbid? Were we marbid simply that it should have kedusha? Or were we marbid so much so that it should even be able to go on the mizbech? That we were marbid so much so that it could even go on the mizbech. And Shmuel said, v'alibid Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Eliezer. Now Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Eliezer is mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. The context over there is where somebody was mafresh a nekeva la'ayla. So there's so many cases. Each case has its own nuances and subtleties. But the case in the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis is where someone was mafresh in a nekeva la'ayla. Now, an oila has to be a zach, not a nekeva. But this nekeva gave birth to a child now. So the question is, this vlad oila, do you look at it as a regular vlad oila so that you can be makrid on the mizbeach or not? The Tanakhama says no, you can't be makrid on the mizbeach. Even though this vlad is a zachar and it's an oila, so it should be a vlad, yeah, but vlad oila, it came from a nekeva's oila, there's no such thing. you wouldn't be able to makar on the mizbech. Kedushas aguf it's going to have. Yirachi yistoyev yirmachiv yomim b'dav v'voilo. But to put it on the mizbech, that you won't be able to do. Rabbi Lazar said, "Hu atzma yikra v'voilo, you could put on the oil." So I said, Shmuel, that when I say that you could be makriv the vlad of a shlomim that has a mum, I'm going coin to Belasar, that says that you could be makriv the vlad zochar of a nekeva soila, just like Rabbi Lazar said it regarding an oila, so too would be true with regards to a bal mum. Now, why is that a chiddush even? Maybe you only said it by an oila, because even though it's true that you can't have a nekeva soila, that's only true by an oilas behema. It's not true by an oilas oif. How do you know that? Because tamus v'zachrus the behema, ve'ein tamus v'zachrus v'oifus. Kachem 101. So just like there's no psul mum when it comes to an oif, there's no alach of zachar in a cave either. Tamus v'zachrus. So being that there is a concept of an oilas the cave, so maybe over there the alach is that the vlad would be able to go on the mizbeach. Aval hani vlad is like karvi. But as it relates to the vlad of mum, maybe that would be different. Kamash b'lan. So Shmuel Shita is that what's the alach with the vlad of a shlomim that's a balmum, or the tmur of a shlomim that's a balmum, you'd be able to be makir on the mizbech. My podam or a poda says luria. This riboy is only that it has kedushas aguf that you can't just be poided, that you have to wait until it gets a mum year achi yistoyv, and afterwards you can poid it. But as it relates to put it on the mizbech, not I'll leave it the divrei akol, and he said it. I'll leave it the divrei akol, meaning he held that it's to be true according to the chachamim for sure, and even according to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said it dafka by the zochar of an oilas nikeva, because like we said, the concept of an oilas nekeva exists, albeit by oilas oif. But as it relates to mum, there it's going to be a difference. As the Gemara Itmar Nami, you find that there were other Amayron that argued this same shayla. Itmar Nami, Rava Amar Likare, Valiba de Rabba Laza, Rapapa Amar Luria, Valiba de Divreyako, says the Gemara. So the first Tana that we just mentioned holds that the Makar to be Marba Vlad Shlomim and Tmura Shlomim, and the Makar to be Marba even Vad of a shlomim that's a balmum, and tmur of a shlomim that's a balmum, is learnt out from the pasuk that says ve'im zevach shlomim karbone. This is the pasuk that introduces the carbon shlomim. Im menabokar umakriv, im zocher im nekeva, tomen yakriven lashem. Zocher the rabbi is this, nekeva the rabbi is that. Im zocher, im nekeva. There's four ribuyim in this pasuk. Says the gemara, but that's only one sheet. There's another tanda that learnt it out from another pasuk. The pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis, Rak Kodashach, I'm reading the whole pasuk, Ashe Yilucha, Unedarecha, so your kachim and your nedarim, Tisa, you should carry them, Uvasa, and you should bring them, Alamokam Ash Yivchar Hashem. Right, the Torah never mentions where the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be. The Torah left us in suspense. Alamokam Ash Yivchar Hashem. But either way, Vasisa, what should you do when you arrive? Oilisecha, Habasev, Adam, Al-Mizbach, Hashem, Alekecha, you should bring your oilis. Vidam Zvachecha, Yishavich, Stam Zevach is always a shlamim. So the dam of your shlamim you should pour on the Mizbach. Al-Mizbach, Hashem, Alekecha, Vabasar Toichel. Says the Gemara, Rakodashecha. When the Pasuk says Kodashecha, what's that referring to? Elu Tmurois, Ashe Yilucha, Elu Havlodois, Tis. So what should you do with the tmuras and the vladas? You should bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. I would think you should bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and let it die. Just starve it to death, just like the halachas by the Chomish Chatoyis HaMesois. Right? How do you kill the carbon chatos? You don't shoot it. What you do is you starve it. So you would have thought that that should be the halach over here as well. Tamud loymer v'asisa oiloisecha habasav adam giderach shatenoig ba'oil atenoig b'tmura giderach shatenoig b'shlamim atenoig b'vladi shlamim u'b'tmura yachol. You would have thought kol kachim kein. You would think this is true by all kachim. Tamud loymer rak. No, it's not true by all kachim. So which kachim is it true by? The two kachim that I mentioned on the pasuk. It's true by oil. It's true by shlamim. We're learning shlamim now. So it's true with regards to shlamim. Rak kadoshecha ashiyilucha unedarecha. So kadoshecha elu atmurois ashiyilucha elu avlodois. And then the pasuk mentions v'dam zvachecha zevach always means shlamim. L'rabbis the vlad shlamim and tmura shlamim that aloch is going to be makir. Reb Kiva says you don't need rak to be memait other karbonois from this riboy that Tmura and Vlad could be Karev on the Mizbeach, because Hareyu Oimer Asham, it says by the Asham, Asham, who, and we learn from there, who Karev, the ain't Tmura say Karev. So the Gemara is going to analyze this price. So, let's go through this price. Tisa Uvasa. The price said, Yochi Achnesen al Beis Abchira. There was a Hamamina in this price, that maybe the halacha of Tmura Shlamin, and maybe the halacha of Vlad Shlom, not such thing as Vlad Oila, but Tmura and Vlad should be bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. What should you do? And you should let it die in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, not Tesa. Where would you know this from? And more so, Hakiv and the Gomri, Chomish Chatois, Hanich Mikrov Karvi. We know this five Chatois HaMesa. It sounds like only five.
nothing else. And by the way, two of the five chatayis hamesis are tmuras chatos and vlad chatos. So you see already, there was a lachal ma'ishu v'sina that there's a musag of a tmura and a vlad where it should go the misa, but dafka by chatos. You don't find it by a shlom, you don't find it by an oil. So why would you think it? So the Gemara says, an interesting havamina. Ma'u the tema would have thought, chamesh chatayis hamesis b'chol mokam. It's true that lachal ma'ishu v'sina was chamesh chatayis hamesis. But maybe what's unique about chatos is not that it's mesa. Maybe shlomim's also mesa. Maybe oil is also mesa. Maybe the chiddush is that the chatos is Mesois Bechamakim. The Hanoch Yomusu, the Beis Abchira. There's a din Misa in the Beis Hamikdash. Interesting. Usually the Beis Hamikdash is the Makim Avoida. As if the Misa, this act of starving the animal, would be an Avoida, and it has to be Nafka, Lufnei Hashem, in the Beis Hamikdash. Either way, there would have been such a Hamamina, Kamash Malan, that no. What are you supposed to do? Tiso Vas Ela Makim Ash Yivcha Hashem. Don't kill it when you bring it. Rather, you treat it like a regular carbon. Regardless, this is the makar to tmura shlomim and vlad shlomim that it's carved. Oh my man, the price continued and said, I would think that maybe all kachim should be that way as well. So we're mentioning that you would think that the vlad, we're focusing on the vlad now, you would think that the vlad of other karbonis should have the same halacha. You should be makrivit. It says rak, that no, it's only true by a shlomim, and an oil doesn't have a vlad. So that part of the drasha is only true for a shlomim. Says the Gemara, vladaman. Which other carbon do we need a pasuk to be mamait? Ida oila. Do we need a pasuk to tell me that a vlad of an oila? Zocharu. Vlav bar oiludehu. Obviously, it's not no get. Ida chatos. Do I need a pasuk to tell me that a vlad chatos doesn't go on the Mizbeach? Gemiri lo, dilo misi kaimi. We have the Halacha L'maish Misina that already told me that. What do I need a pasuk to tell me something that I already know from Halacha L'maish Misina? That's an interesting idea. Why do I need a pasuk, Frank the Gemara, to tell me something I know Halacha L'maish Misina? I don't know, maybe a pasuk is more than just Halacha L'maish Misina. Could that be? Is Halacha L'maish Misina a dairaisa? If you have a suffix Halacha L'maish Misina, you go l'chumra? Suffix dairaisa l'chumra. Despite the Rambam Shita. What if you have a Safik Halacha L'maish Misina? So there's some raid on this. Mesh, we'll get to this. Ida Asham. If maybe the Pasuk coming to tell me an Asham, Gemiri La Deleria Asla. An Asham, first of all, an Asham has to be a Zachar anyways. I am Rashi. But regardless, we know that if there was a concept of a Vlad Asham, let's say a Tmuras Asham, that Halacha would be anyways Luria. Because Kol Shabachatas Mesa, Ba Asham, Yeirah. Says the Gemara Lo'olam b'chatas. You're right. Really, it's referring to chatas. The hilchos gemiri lo misa v'kro lamutei akrova. The halacha l'maish misina and the pasuk both complement each other. You're afraid. The halacha l'maish misina is that you have to kill it. The pasuk says that you can't be makrit. Afraid the Gemara l'chayra habaha talia. Okay. Kimin de l'misa asla memelu l'karva. So the Gemara says right. El hilchos l'chatas v'kro lamutei tmuras asham. The pasuk is coming to you, Maya Tmuras Asham. Faith to mind, need a pasuk to you, Maya Tmuras Asham, and I'm a hilchas gemiri lo. Dami kol shabachatas meisav asham raya. The Rishonim struggle to understand what this. We just said that a second ago. So why is the Gemara repeating what it already said? Either way, l'chura, what's this pasuk coming to you, Maya? Alekromim boyale di avar umakriv koy base. It's true. I don't need a pasuk to be mamait vlad of any other carbon, because just based on arithmetic, it's never negeya to be makrivit. The reason I have a pasuk is to tell me that if you violate it, there's going to be an asay. Meaning, enochinami, the ikur halacha I don't need, but that there should be an asay that I wouldn't know. So I need the pasuk to tell me. So for example, if there's a chatas that gives birth to a child, it's true that Allah HaMayit Shemisinai says that you're not supposed to put it on the Mizbech. Or if there's a Tmura, we know you're not supposed to put it on the Mizbech. But how would you know Tmura's Chatas is an Asay? How would you know Vlad Chatas is an Asay? Rak Kodoshecha, Sheyiluchon Nadorecha. It's only these Karbonos. Over here, there's a din to be Makriv. Meaning, any other Vlad or Tmura, you're not allowed to be Makriv. And if you are, you're going to be over an Asay. Zok the Gemara Vayit. Rabbi Kiva, I'm in it. Tzarech, who karev ain't Murasai Kreva? Rabbi Kiva said that you don't need a Pasuk Rak, because I know already from Asham. It says Asham, who karev ain't Murasai Kreva? Lamadi Kra. What do I need a Pasuk to tell me that the Asham, there's no Vlad Asham, but why do I need a pasuk to tell me that Tmuras Asham doesn't go on the Mizbeach? Isn't that Halacha L'maish Misina? Because Tmuras Chatas is one of the Chamesh Chatoyos HaMesos, and Kol Shabachatas Meso, but Asham Yira, the one says Enochinami, Elokro Lomali. So what then is the pasuk? Something completely different. Sometimes an Asham turns into an Oila. We're familiar with that. So what happens if you have an Asham where the din is that you're supposed to give it to the shepherd, let him sit with it until it gets a mum, and then it's going to become an oila. You took that animal and you shechted it, stam, without any kavanas. Does it have a din of an asham, or does it have a din of an oila? So this is the salach. Asham shenitak l'riya, l'shach d'istam, kosha l'shem oila. But the diak is nitak in loy, nitak loy. It's only if you gave it to the roya. But if you didn't give it to the roya yet, it doesn't have a din of an oila, so that if you shecht it stam, it's going to be an oila shel oila shema, that's going to be kosher. My taimo, because it says asham hu, baviyasi yehe. Asham hu teaches me that it remains an asham, even if an asham that has a din to give to the raya, where technically it's now supposed to become a carbon oil, but until you give it over to the raya, it's not going to have that din. Says the Gemara, so essentially what we have here is we have two mekoiros to the halacha of Vlad Shlomim and Tmura Shlomim. Again, we're going to go through each carbon on its own, and even though this last drasha was marba oil as well, and it discussed other carbonates, but let's refocus. We're dealing with the first carbon that's discussed in the third paragraph of Masechtas Tmura, which is the carbon shlom. Now we said that a carbon shlom is tmura, or it's vlad. Shlom could be a zachar and a keva. So the vlad shlom as well, the halacha is that they both go on the mizbech. How do I know that? So we had two makaris. The first makar was, it says, im zachar im nekeva. Zachar is marba vlad, nekeva is marba tmura. The second makar was, it says, rakodoshecha asheyulacha. And then the pasuk mentions the dams vachecha zevach usually means shlomim. Rak kodoshecha is a riboy elu tmurois, asher yulecha is a second riboy elu avlodes. So the Gemara says, according to the Tana that learned it from rak kodoshecha, typically mizachar nekeva. Why didn't he learn it from imzachar nekeva? So the Gemara says, ahumi boyle levlad bali mumen elu tmuris bali mumen. He learned, he thinks zachar nekeva is a good diak too. But he used it for something else, to teach me the vlad of a balmum shlomim, and the vlad, and the tmur of a balmum shlomim. But the Gemara says, typically kulu mihaikra. Can't you learn that from that pasuk as well? We said that there weren't just two drushes that we were able to learn from that pasuk. Four. It says zachar nekeva, im zachar im nekeva. It said there were four drushes. So the Gemara says, im lay mashba. He didn't hold of him. He held there were only two drushes. So he used kodoshecha asheyu lecha to be marba vlad and tmura. The zachar and nekeva is to be marba that it's true even if the original shlomim is a balmum. I can't. I know that from him. He doesn't darshan in. Ula hay tana the nafkil mizachrim nekeva tiso basa my avidle. What does he do with tiso basa? Meaning the tana that learns it from zachrim nekeva. What does he do with the other basa? So the Gemara says afilu mi mirayu lishna achrina afilu mi murgayu. What does that mean? A completely different halacha. Come and teach me halacha with regards to a carbon. That if somebody has a chiyuv to bring a carbon, he took upon himself a neder. And now Yontif's coming. And Yontif was the time that people used to fulfill their nedarim. That's why Baal Ta'acha revolved around the Yontif, because that's when Yidu went to Yerushalayim. You're not mechuyev to go to Yerushalayim for Chanukah so that you can fulfill your neder and nedav obligation. Torah understands that it's difficult to go to Eretz Yisrael. But at the same time, if Yontif comes, it's a mitzvah to be oil regal anyways, now's your time to go ahead. So what happens if somebody has an animal, but the animal's with the shepherd now? It's not really ready to be taken, and do I have a chiv to take it from the shepherd? Do I have a chiv to take it away from the field and bring it up? The answer is yeah. That's learned out. Afilu mi mirayu from the shepherd, afilu mi murgayu from the work that it's doing, threshing in the field. This punchline is the same. That even then, there's a chiv to go ahead and take the animal or bring it up to Eretz Yisrael. Regardless, so before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. So just as we mentioned earlier when we started the perek, that we're going to be going through different karbanos. So I think it's kedai just to chazer over quickly, just to get back into it a little bit. We're going to talk about a shlomim. The next karban is going to be a toida. We're going to talk about a tachatlas. We're going to talk about a noila. So just very, very briefly, a shlomim, and we'll get to a punchline. The shlomim is kachim kalim. So we know karbanos were either kachik edashim or kachim kalim. Kachik edashim means they were more kaidish. Kachim kalim, yiloshim kal, it means it was kachim light. Right? It wasn't as kaidish as kachik edashim. And there are many nafkiminas. So for example, kachim kalim, you could check anywhere in the Azar. Kachik edashim had a bishchitasim bitzafen. But kachim kalim could be done anywhere. Anyone was allowed to eat from kachim kalim. It could be tamei, of course, but you didn't have to be a koyein in order to eat from kachim kalim. Anyone could eat kachim kalim. Kachim kalim didn't have to be eaten in the Azara. It could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Additionally, kachim kalim could be eaten for 2 days and a night. You didn't have to eat a mamnish that day. So shlomim was an example of kachim kalim. Additionally, shlomim was brought either b'chayva or b'neder in a davar. Meaning, it's possible to have an obligation to bring a carbon shlomim, or if you would like
out of the goodness of your heart, you could decide to take upon yourself a pledge, as in a neder or a nedava, that COD, and you can go ahead and you can bring a carbon shlomim. An example of a shlomim of chayva every yontif. There was a chiyuv to bring a shalmi chagiga, a shalmi simcha. The carbon pesach was a certain type of a shlomim. The nazir bashlomas nizirusai, one of the karbonos they had to bring was a carbon shlomim. So there was many different shlomims that were chayv. And of course, if a person at his own wanted to bring a shlomim, bring a shlomim. Was there ever a shalmi tzibur? One. This comes up a lot. There was one example of shalmi tzibur, very good. The kifsei atzeres. So on Shavuos they used to bring a carbon mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. It was called the shtei halecher. Right, the real counting of the Omer has nothing to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim and Maimon Har Sinai, although I am Sefer HaChinuch, but that's not the Pashup Shah. The Pashup Shah is that they used to bring a carbon Omer on Pesach, Tez Zayin Nisan, count 49 days, and then on the 50th day, they brought another carbon, another mincha. This was a Shtei Alechem. The Omer was brought from Sa'irim, Michael Behema. The Shtei Alechem was brought from Chitin, which is Michael Adam. But the point is that there was a carbon that was brought to Shtei. Together with the Shtei Alechem, you had to bring a carbon, an animal. What was the animal? Two lambs, kifsei atzeres. And that's the only example of a shalmei tzibur. But asher nogeya le'inyoneinu, what's unique about the carbon shlomim is that there were kamat no rules. You could do whatever you want. It could be a big animal, it could be a small animal, it could be a zachar, it could be an akeva. As long as it's from a kosher species, for the most part, you could bring a carbon shlomim. So an oila had to be dafke zachar. A chatas had to be dafke an akeva. But when it came to a carbon shlomim, you pretty much had a right to do whatever you want. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? The kliyoker says, and we've spoken at this kliyoker in the past, that why did an oila have to be dafke zachar, and why did a chatas have to be dafke an akeva? So he says something interesting. Who brought a carbon oila? So the Ramban says that who brought a carbon oila? Someone that had a hearer to do an avera. Ha'oila al ruchachem. You had a ruach to do an avera. You controlled yourself. You didn't do the avera. You had to bring a carbon oila. So if someone has a machshava to do an avera, it's a machshava. Ra'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzayar for the Maisa. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't need kapara. So if someone had a machshava to do an avera, he needed kapara. So you don't have a chiv to bring a carbon. But when you brought an oila anyways, v'nirtzalei l'champer olav, he got kapara for the hearer to do an avera. But someone that has a machshava to do an avera and doesn't do an avera, he's a gibor. It shows gvura, right? You had a hearer, you had a machshava, you were ready to do the avera, and then at the last second, you were able to overcome your temptation, and you were ezel gibor akovish es yitzroi. Being that you're a gibor, you showed strength. It's symbolic in your karma. You bring a zacher to show that you had gvura. Who brings a karma chatas? The person actually did the avera. That person was toshash koichek in the keva, and it's for that reason. It's symbolic in his carbon. His carbon's in a keva. What about a shlomim? Zach Kliyakar. A shlomim is not brought for an avera. It's not brought for having a machshava to do an avera. So garnish the tamid chet. Oh, the shlomim has nothing to do with avera. So if that's the case, as the kliyakar, it's very geshmak. That's why if you want it to be a zachar, it could be a zachar. If you want it to be in a keva, it could be in a keva. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, he brings from the Arachayim HaKadosh. There's a one-line Arachayim HaKadosh on this pasuk that we darshan this morning. V'im zevach shlomim karbonoi, im min habakar hu makriv, im zachar im nekeva, tamim yakrivenu lifnei Hashem. Says the Arachayim, im zachar, shaloi lasleis hadroga, shaloi lasleis hadroga lezachar v'shlomim, lo ze omar im v'hove. One line. Im zachar, shaloi lasleis hadroga, lezachar bishlamim, leze amar im v'havein. What does he mean? V'havein. He wants you to understand this. So Rabbi W.O.Y. says, I'll tell you what he means. What the Archaim means, is there a maila for a shlamim to be a zachar over in a keva? So we're saying that could be a zachar, it could be in a keva. But is there any maila in it being a zachar? So you could have thought, maybe yeah. You know why? Because it says in the pasuk first zachar, and then it says nekeva. So being that it says first zachar and then nekeva, so good I d'chamina, maybe there's a maila in zachar. Says the Archaim HaKadosh, that's why it said im zachar. So in today's daf, in we're learning grace, you say this, and catch him from the word im. But al derech habshat says the Archaim, you know why it said im? If it's a zachar or an akeva, or whether it's a zachar or an akeva, so that you shouldn't think that there's a maila in it being a zachar or an akeva, that's why it says the word im. Shalai lasleis hadroga lezachar b'shlamim, so that you shouldn't think that there's a maila Episa Madrega in the Shlomim being a Zachar. Lazeh Omar Im. Im means whether, if, what, or whatever. The point is, it doesn't matter. Im Zachar, Im Nekeva, it's all good. What's interesting is that this is by the Pasuk that describes the Shlomim being a Bakar. If you go several Pesukim later, the Torah says it doesn't have to be a Bakar. Im Menat Soin Karbon Ilzavach Shlomim Lashem. And there it says Zachar in Nekeva. It doesn't say Im Zachar, Im Nekeva. So is there a difference
whether the im the shlamim is bakar or im the shlamim is tzayin. So if it's bakar, then it's im zacher im the keva. So I ain't shown Rav David Yair Weiss is mistapik, and it's not mistaver that there should be a difference between bakar and tzayin. But regardless, that's the Arachayim HaKadosh's Ha'ara, regardless on that note. So again, just a little bit of a recap. You know, we've been learning Kachem for a very long time, but as Ari Gelbart pointed out very accurately, as much as we've been learning Kachem for a long time, we took a big break because we had Zvachim and Achaz and we had Chulin. Chulin was a six-month break, and even Erechin is very much, I mean, Pchairis was chatzi-chatzi, Erechin was very much a digression. So we're getting back into the Kachem Sugis. So just to slowly work our way back in. Regardless, we're going to continue with the halachas of Tmura Shlomim and Vlad Shlomim. Rabbi Eliezer says, Vlad Shlomim, lo yikrav Shlomim. So the Tanakhama of the first Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah was, Elu Kachem Shavladayseim utmurayseim kayoitzabem. Vlad Shlomim. So it sounds like Vlad Shlomim, you are supposed to put on Mizbech. Rabbi Eliezer argues. Rabbi Eliezer says, Vlad Shlomim, lo yikrav shat chachamim, maimim yikrav. Like they said in the first Mishnah. Amar Reb Shimon, Shimon Bar Yochai said, lo yinechleku al Vlad Shlomim. There was no machlekes on the enakel of a Shlomim. Va'al Vlad Tmura. Or on the enakel of Tmura Shlomim. Shalo yikrav. Al ma nechleku, what was the machlekes? Al Vlad. Reb Eliezer, lo yikrav, the chachamim, maimim yikrav. Now Reb Shimon said there's no machlekes by the enakel. So what is the halacha by the enakel? Didn't really explain. The Gemara is going to get into it. Another halacha, Heid Rabbi Yeshua v'Rav Papayas. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Papayas both said Eidus. This is also a Mishnah Masechtas Idias. Heid. Avlad Shlomim Sheikrav Shlomim. That Avlad Shlomim, you can be Makrav as a Shlomim. Not like Rabbi Yes. I'm Rav Papayas. Rav Papayas said, Ani Meir Chayisulanu Parosh Azivchei Shlomim. This was the Eidus. That we had a Paro that was a Shlomim. V'Ochalnu B'Pesach. We brought it on Pesach. V'Ochalnu V'Lada Shlomim B'Chag. And then on Chag, which usually means Sukkis, we'll see in the Gemara, we ate the child. Regardless, you see clearly that a Vlad Shlomim is Karev Shlomim, not like Rabbi Yez. Zok digam Rabbi Chamami. Om Rabbi Yez, you know, my time with Rabbi Yez. What's from Rabbi Yez? So Rabbi Yez says that a Vlad Shlomim, you can't be Makrav as a Shlom. What's the Makar? It says, Ve'im Zevach Shlomim Karbonoi. Listen to this drasha. Not Ve'im, but Ve'im, the mother. So not Ve'im, but rather Ve'im. The mother Shlomim, you could be Makrav on the Mizbeach. But the child, not. By the carbon toida, it says, you're going to tell me the aim of Vlad? It's only the mother, it's not. You're going to tell me, yeah, but then you're going to the price of Vlad, how do you know that the Vlad of a toida and the tmur of a toida you put on the mezech? Now, the truth is, this drasha, the aim is all Rebbe Eliezer. So what's the kasha from Toida? Maybe that Mishnah is not Rebbe Eliezer, but Rashi speaks out that there's no Rebbe Eliezer mentioned in that Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer never argued by Toida. So if the Yisoid of Shittas Rebbe Eliezer is that he darshins V'im as if it would say V'im, right? Talk about Yesh Eim LeMikra or Yesh Eim LeMisiris. But regardless, if it's the V'im is becoming of the aim, then he should have argued by Toida as well. Elamai has nothing to do with his Pshat. Elamai of Pchiba Rabbah Rabbi Yoichana. Hainu time of the Rebbe Eliezer, you want to know Pshat and Rebbe Eliezer? Gzeira Shem Yigadu Mehem Adar Madar. It was a simple Gzeira. Rebbe Eliezer didn't have a Makar from a Pasuk. This was all a Chshash to Rabbanan. He was worried that if the Halach is going to be that the Vlad of a animal, you could be makriv on the mizbeach, so a person may be incentivized not to be makriv his carbon right away, and we know that's always a bad thing. It's never good for a person to have a carbon lying around too long, because a lot of mechshoilim can happen, right? The Gemara says that the chassidim are rishoinim, I think the Gemara says it about Hillel, that when they would bring karbonis, so they would almost bring it chulim ba'azara. They would literally bring it and by the azara, they would be mafresh it as a carbon, because they didn't want to risk getting involved in Me'ila and Giza, Vavoy, there's a lot of very dangerous things that can come about by having a Behemoth's Kasha. That's why we're not Mafresh Maisa Behemoth's Manazet, like the Gemara says in the beginning of the last parak in Mesechtes Becheiris. Regardless, it's all a Din Rabban. So why did they make the same Rabban by Toida, same Kasha? So why did Rabbi Elazar not argue by Toida? Because Toida's not so Shchiach. Shlomim was much more Shchiach, so the Rabbanon already milsut aloy Shchicha, like those Rabbi Rabbanon, it wasn't such a concern. I'm Rabb Shimon Lenechtes. Rabb Shimon said the Machlekes Rabbi Elazar Chachamim is only by a Vlad Shlomim. But the enakel loy nechleku ibay lohu hechitani. How are you supposed to read the Mishnah? Loy nechleku shaloy yikrevu eli yikrevu loy nechleku, meaning everybody agrees that makriv the grandchild. Oy dilma, just the opposite. Loy nechleku shiyach loy yikrevu. Everyone agrees they're not makriv. Meaning Vlad Shlomim the Chachamim say you're makriv. Eliezer says you're not makriv. Says Rav Shimon the machlokes is only by a Vlad Shlomim. It's not by the Vlad. Okay, what's the halacha by the Vlad? The Gemara has an ibaylo. It's not clear. Either by Vlad, everyone agrees you can't be makrivit. Even the Chachamim hold you can't be makrivit. Or everyone holds you could be. I'm a rabbi. So rabbi said, Mistabra, loy nechliku, shalay yikrivu, elo yikrivu. It's Mistabra that everybody holds you could be makrivit. That's why. My time, I'd kindly polygrab lezal led rabbanon elo bevlad. Avo bevlad, vlad, I cry ba'almahu. Because we said that being that Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is predicated on a gzeirah rabbanon and milsa the loy shchicha like gazrube rabbanon, so by the time you're dealing with the enakal, it seems an akroy, it's a mikro, it's not going to happen very often. And as a result, it makes sense that even there, Rabbi Eliezer would agree you could be makrivit. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Shulman Levi, he saw it the opposite. He felt like maybe over there, even the Chacham are going to agree you can't be makrivit. You know why? My time, because I'd kindly plead Rabbanon led Rabbi Eliezer, blah, blah, blah. The Rabbanon disregarded Rabbi Eliezer's concern. Rabbi Eliezer is worried that if you're going to be able to be makrivit the Vlad of a behemoth that's kachin, you may be incentivized to keep the behemoth around, let it produce, let it have children. Like this, you'll get so many karbanas out of your one carbon. Makes sense. The Rabbanon are not worried, but says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, when you have already an enokel, something's a little off, right? Clearly, this person is leaving his animal around. So, Aval Vlad Vlad, mi toich meisov, ni keves machshavtoi. From his meisa, you could see what's going on in his mind. Clearly, he's leaving. If there's already grandchildren here, so this person is maybe doing what Rabbi Eliezer was worried about, the legadol kaboyle, and could be over here, even the chachamim are going to be mites. We have a machloikis, what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai meant in the Mishnah. On the one hand, Rabba, on the other hand, Rabbi Shulman Levi. Is it by the enokel that even Rabbi Eliezer's moiti you could be makrivit, or is it by the enokel even the chachamim moiti you can't be makrivit? Zok digamara tani rabchiyo lisayuye l'Rabbi Shulman Levi. Rabchiyo taught a brisa which supports what Rabbi Shulman Levi said. The brisa is as follows: Im kesev hu makriv, we're talking about a shlomim. Im kesev hu makriv teaches me vlad rishon karev, vlad sheni eni karev. The vlad rishon you can be makriv, the vlad sheni you can't be makriv. Who karev it says? The ain vlad kol hakachim karev. This that we say that a Vlad Rishon can be makriv, it's only who? But the Vlad of other kachim, meaning not shlamim, there you can't be makriv. What we need is this part of the brisa, although we're going to analyze the brisa in greater detail, but we already mentioned the punchline. What was the punchline? You have a brisa that says, Vlad Rishon karev, Vlad Sheni Eni karev. Who holds Vlad Rishon karev? The Chachamim. And the Braisa says, Vlad Sheni Eni Karev. So you see clearly that even the Chachamim who say that a Vlad Shlomim, you can be Makrev on the Mizbeach, it's only the Vlad Rishon, it's not the Vlad Sheni. It says the Gemara, Vlad Demai. The Pasuk also said who? To tell me that the Vlad of any carbon other than a Shlomim, you can't be Makrev on the Mizbeach. Which other carbon would you have thought you can be Makrev on the Mizbeach? So this is a similar exercise to what we saw on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amid Beis, on the top of Yud Ches Amid Aleph. E the oil of the Asham Scharim Heim, Loi B'nei V'lad Heim. The Chat, Azul Chuzak Mirlo, the Lemisa Aslo. Am Ravinos, Ravina said, Lasuye Vlad Amu Seres. You know what's coming to teach me? The Vlad of Maisa Behema. You're right. Vlad of a Asham and an Oila is a moot point. It's a Zachar anyways. The Vlad of a Chatos, that's already Allah Lamash Messina. We don't need Psukim to support the halacha l'maisha misina. You know where it's negeya? What about the vlad of maisa behema? Maisa behema could be a zachar and a geva. Right? It could be anything. What about the vlad of a maisa behema? Says the Gemara. Maybe that's what I need a pasuk for. But vlad amu seres lamalikra. I don't need a pasuk for that either. Because avara mipcharka garnala. We know that there's a gzeira shava avara that compares and equates the parish of Bechar to the parish of Maisa Behema, right? Perik Maisa Behema is mentioned in Bechar. The whole concept of Bechar, the first, Maisa Behema, the tenth, similar to Truma and Maisa Rishon, Devin Ezra that we spoke at in the end of Parashas Bechukosai when we learned the end of Masechtas Bechairis. But regardless, there's a connection. There's a real connection between Bechar and Maisa Behema. You give away the first, the Reishis always has Kedusha and Asiri Kodesh. The tenth has Kedusha as well. But regardless, it's Gzeira Shavas. You know what I would have thought? I would have thought just like Bechar, a Vlad Bechar doesn't go in the Mizbeach. How do you know that? Because Bechar also is only a Zachar, right? There's no Kedushas Bechar by Nekeva. It's also only by a Zachar. So just like by Bechar, it doesn't. Maybe you think Meiser also not. So says the Gemara, what do I need a pasuk to tell me? Who? That Vlad of Meiser Behema doesn't go on the Mizbech. Don't I know that anyways from the Gzeir Shava, Avara? The Gemara says, no, it's Tzirich. It's all good. I mean, I would have thought, ain't done in Efsher, Mishai Efsher. How could you learn Meiser from Bechar? Bechar, you're right, the Vlad doesn't go on the Mizbech. You know why? Because it can't have a Vlad. But maybe if it could have a Vlad, it would go on the Mizbech. Kamash one, that's why I need a pasuk. Hey, Rabbi Shur of Rabbi Pius. Shur of Pius had Eidos that there was a, they had a Vlad Shlomim and it went on the Mizbech. And then they gave us some information. What was the exact Eidos? Right, when you're accepting testimony, you have to be very precise. Bedikas and Chakiras. So what was the exact Eidos? Rabbi Pius said, Ani meid shahisalanu parash azivche Shlomim, v'achalnu b'Pesach. We had a shlomim, we was in a keva, we ate it on Pesach, and then we ate the Vlad b'chag. Fake the Gemara, the Rava, the Amakorin, the Rava that holds. Kachim, kibin shavaleim regal echad, kol yoyim v'yavaleim basay, matzeres b'yamechli. We know there's a halacha called bal ta'achar. What's the sheer bal ta'achar? Gimel regalim. So if you have an obligation to bring a carbon, three regalim pass, you're eva bal ta'achar. Rava shita is one regal. Freak the Gemara, akasha. Look how the light Rava, Rabbi Pius, was over bal ta'achar. Because the Vlad had a din of a shlomim. You had to be makrivit. I mean that you had to be makrivit. So, Lachura, if it was alive already on Pesach, how do you know it was alive on Pesach? Because they shechted it on Pesach, so obviously it was alive on Pesach. Shvuas had a pass, now it's Sukkos. So, white Rava wasn't Rav Papayas over Baal Ta'achar, Geshmak Akasha. Om Rav Zmid, Mishmei de Rava, Koin Shoye, Chayla Batzeres. You can make it a kimta. Maybe the animal wasn't feeling well. The animal was a Chayla. A Chayla you can't put on the Mizbeach. So, being that it was a Chayla, so maybe they couldn't be Makrivan on Shavuos. No, meaning Akasha Famaisa. Rav Ashiya, my Chag, Nami Dikhtani Chag HaShavuos. Maybe when the Mishnah says Chag, it means Chag HaShavuos. Right? Chag HaShavuos is also called a Chag. Okay, it seems like such an obvious answer. The second answer. No, Kalech Dikhtani, Pesach, Tani Atzeres. Usually it's Pesach, Atzeres. And Chag, being that it said Chag, it wasn't mashma to Chazal, to the Maksha that we meant Shavuos, presumably we meant Sukkos. Ihachi says the Gemara Maya Sadusai. So, what was the significance of the Eidos? Interesting. Kasha, right? The Gemara thinks for some reason that the significance of the Eidos probably was the Baal Ta'achar component. But if there was no Baal Ta'achar component, then what was the significance of the Eidos? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Mafukid Rebbe Eliezer. We're not learning the Sugya Baal Ta'achar. Right, that you learn in the beginning of Masechtas Nedarim, Baal Ta'achar the Naziris, that you learn in the beginning of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Davav. We're not handling now the Chakiras of Baal Ta'achar. This is a completely right. Lafukid Rebbe Eliezer, Davav Vlad Shlomim Yikrim Shlomim Kamasa Dukar. Yes, he wanted to say that Vlad Shlomim they put on the Mizbeach. That's the sugya that we're learning right now. The late Rebbe Eliezer. Whether there's a Baal Ta'achar Chiddush here, that's not our sugya. The point was not that the second one they were makriv on and Sukkos. That wasn't the punchline. The punchline was that there was a Vlad Shlomim and they were makriv. Whether it was Sukkos or Shavuos is irrelevant. It's the fact that they were makriv it, kamash malon, like the Chachamim, that Vlad Shlomim goes on the Mizbeach. Either way, that concludes the very first part of the third parak of Masechta Tmura, which discusses the Vlad of a Shlomim and the Tmura of a Shlomim. The next sugya, short sugya, is going to discuss the carbon taidas. Again, what's a carbon taida? Who brings a carbon taida? So a taida is a form of a shlomim, right? The Torah says taida shlomov. So a taida is a form of a shlomim, but it's a unique type of shlomim. What's unique about it is two things. Number one, together with the carbon taida, you had to bring breads. 40 breads, 4 minim of breads, each one had to be sets of 10. Of the 40 breads, 10 of them were chametz, 30 of them were matzah, and it's for that reason that any time that you're not allowed to eat chametz, such as on Pesach, or Erev Pesach, you couldn't bring a carbon taida. That's why you don't say mizmul asayda when you daven your tefillah shel chayil on Erev Pesach, because on Erev Pesach already, they couldn't bring a carbon taida. But the point is that the carbon taida was unique, number one, because it came along with breads, and number two, because whereas an ordinary shlomim, you're allowed to eat for 2 days and a night, the carbon taida was different. It was only nechal yoyim v'layla. So kachik kadoshim is nechal yoyim v'layla. Shlomim is nechal l'shnei yom v'layla achas. The taida was a shlomim, which means that it was a type of Kachem Kal. But at the same time, it had that chumrah that it was only Necha Liyoyim V'Layim. So who brought a carbon taida? Everybody knows. Arba Tzrichim L'Hoydas, the same 4 people that today bench HaGoymel, were the 4 people that had to bring a carbon taida. The Shulchan Aruch says in Erechayim Simen Reish Yutas, that's where the Mechaber is discussing the halachis of Birchas HaGoymel. Arba Tzrichim L'Hoydas, Yordei Hayom, Kisha Olu Mimena, if someone crosses a sea, the Holchei Midbarios, if someone goes across the midbar, he arrives at the yishuv. And a good way to remember this is the chayil hachayim yoducha secho. Who praises Hashem? The chayim. Chayim is Rosh Tevis. Chavush, yisurim, that's a chayla. Yam and midbar, the chayil hachayim yoducha secho. What if someone else had another miracle that didn't involve any of the 4? So that's actually the last halacha in Simon Reishu test. Hani Arba says the mechaber lav dafka. The Hu Adin, Lamisha Nasalay Nes, Gagoin Shanafalal of Koisel. a wall fell on somebody and he was saved. So he encountered a shor shanagach and he made it out alive. There was an arye that tried getting a hold of somebody. And the Shulchan Aruch says, either way, says, who has to give Hoidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's the V'chayil HaChayim Yoiducha Selach. Just one Ha'ara. So why is it that a carbon toid is Nachal Yom V'layla? If a Shlomim is always Nachal Shnei Yom V'layla Achas, so why is the toid different? Why is it Nachal Yom V'layla? So it's Yedua, the Netziv said that the reason it was Nachal Yom V'layla is because who brings the carbon toid that we just said? Abba Tzrichim L'Hoidas. And there's an Indian always of Persume Nisa, that if somebody had a miracle take place to him, there's an idea of Persume Nisa. Incidentally, the Shabur says that even the people that the Shulchan Aruch says shouldn't bench Hagoymo, or maybe bench it without Shema Malchus, but there is an idea to make a bracha she'asuli nesba makum hazeh, avada they should give Hoidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a shayla in carbon toida. It's a shayla in berchas hagoymo. But there's an idea that if somebody had a miracle take place to him, there's a persume nisa. Persume nisa means that you should do it b'roivam. So if the halach is going to be that when you bring a carbon toida, you have 2 days to eat it, so you may not need to invite so many people to Yesuda, because you have time to eat the kachin. So you know what the Torah said? That a carbon toid is going to be unique in 2 ways. Number one, it's a much bigger carbon. A lot of carbs. You have 40 breads, 40 loaves of bread. It's a lot of bread. That's number one. Number two, you have very little time. So what are you going to be forced to do? You're going to be forced to make a big suda. And by you making a big suda, you'll be mefars in the nes for persume nisa purposes. The reason it's nechel yom v'layla said in the tziv is not because there's a kachim kadashim element to it. That's not what it is. It's kachim kalim. It's nechel yom v'layla because that's the whole yisoid. It's the whole mahus of the carbon toida. It's to be mefars in the nes. Either way, so we're going to learn a mishnah that deals with a very obscure detail in the laws of carbon toida. What happens if a carbon toida has a baby? It's a shlomim. It could be a zachar and a kedus. It might have a baby. Or what happens if you do tmura of a carbon toida? That's interesting. But tmura of a toida. So what's the halacha with this tmura? Zok the Mishnah, vlad toida, utmurasa, vladon, uvlad vladon, at soif kol hadoyros, hare elu ketoida, ubilvad, she'en tunum lechem. There's one difference. The nafkamina is that the vlad toid and the tmura toid doesn't require breads. But other than that, it's a regular carbon toid. You makriv on the mizrach. Zok demar benani bili. How do you know? Son of Rabbanu b'lun tina b'raisa. It says im al toid yakriv et vikriv al zevach ha toid chalois matzos. Mau oimer im al toid yakriv. Meaning, the word yakrivenu would seem to be extra. We learn from the word yakrivenu as follows: that mafresh toid va'avda. If someone was mafresh carbon toid and then he lost it. So it was mafresh the second one. But then he found the first one. So now he has two. How do you know? You can be mafresh whichever one you want. You can bring the breads as well. Talmud loyma toido yakriv. We learn from there the word yakrivenu is marba, that if you have two toides, you get to pick and choose. Now yochel, I would have thought teishniya tuna lechem. I would think the second one needs breads, just like the original one. Talmud loymar. So we learn from there yakrivenu achas v'lo shtayim. Meaning, whichever one you're going to pick is going to need breads. The chiddush is that you can be makriv both. The second one's also going to have a din of a toida, but the second one's not going to need breads. Again, so it doesn't matter which one you pick. That one's going to need breads. A toida needs breads. But we're being mechadish from yakrivenu that both of them have a din of a carbon toida. The second one, however, when you're being makriv both, won't need breads. Minayin the rabbis vlodois, tmurois, v'chalifois, that's a new word, talmud loimar, im al toida. The word im is marba, even vlad toida and tmuras toida. Yocha yu kulon tunos lachen, you would think vlad toida and tmuras toida should require breads. Talmud loimar, al zevach ha toida, toida tuna lachen, v'lai vlado utmuras v'chalifasa tuna lachen. Ha toida with a hey ayadiyah is coming to teach me that only the toida, but as relates to the vlad and the tmura, that not. So we had promised on Sunday's daf that we would come back to the Festa Haggadah to Gemara, tucked away in Masech Tesmur, Daf Tazayin of an Aleph, with regards to Torah Leib HaShamayim. So just to go back and speak out one more Ha'ara on the Sugya of Torah Leib HaShamayim, another Tshuva Chasam Sofer. This one is in Chelek Vav, it's Tshuva Peches. So on Sunday's daf, we spoke out of Tshuva Chasam Sofer, or Chaim Simon Reish Ches, it's Tshuva to Rav Tzvi Hershchayes, where he discussed the Kesef Mishnah and the end of the second parak of Hilchas Tumas Saras, where the Chasam Sofer says that the idea of Torah Leib HaShamayim isn't just a detail, but it's Yisoid V'Shoirish Gadol. It's literally Yisoid HaChasidus V'Shoirish HaAvoida HaTmima of our entire religion. this concept that Torah Leib Shamayim, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah was all Menashe Mayim, but from the Petira of Moshe Rabbeinu on, no detail, no halacha could be Neschadish Mishamayim. This tshuva in Chelek Vav it's a very long tshuva. And he discusses a Gemara Masechtas Erev in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, but we're just going to pick out one prat from this tshuva. The Chasam Sofer asks Akasha. Everybody knows that when the Gemara says teiku, what does it mean? Teiku. So literally in English, let it stand, let it be. It's a bleibt Akasha. But teiku Chazal with Megalatos is Rashi Tevois Tishbi Yitaretz Kushyas Va'Boyes. In other words, Eliyahu Navi is going to be Megal himself. And when he's Megal himself to us, we can ask him all our questions. And we ask him our questions, Tishbi Yataris Kushes Ve'abayas, he's going to be able to be poishit all the tekus in chess. Freit Chasam Sofer Akasha. How could Eliyahu HaNavi be poishit all the tekus? Why is that not Torah Leib Shemayim? Meaning, what's the chiddush of Eliyahu HaNavi? That Eliyahu HaNavi was a big London? Mistama, it's Eliyahu HaNavi. He's the Navi. So he's going to be Megalatos, Alpinavua, the answer to all the unresolved Shailas in Shas. Isn't this Torah Leib HaShemayim 101? Azoy Freik, the Helik Chasam Sofer, and the Tshuva in Chelik Vav. And the Chasam Sofer said that Mikoyach this Kasha, you have to say a very big Yisoy. But Behektam another Kasha. The Gemara says, in Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, the Gemara says that one of the Amiroim were in a Beis HaKfaris, and they saw Eliyahu HaNavi. So this Amira meets Eliyahu HaNavi, says, Eliyahu HaNavi, you're in a Beis HaKfaris, aren't you Pinchas? And isn't Pinchas a Kayin? Which means that you're a Kayin. What are you doing in a Beis HaKfaris? So Eliyahu said, don't worry. He said, I'm in a Beis HaKfaris, but it's Kivrei Akum. I know that no one buried in this cemetery are Jews. Kivrei Akum, Einu Metam. This is the Makar to a well-known halach. What about a Mummer? What about a Mechal Shabbos Befrahesia, the Rama, the Chuvas HaRajba, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Afal Pisha, Chaitim, Bonim Heim, all that ring. But Eliyahu HaNavi said that you're right. I technically cannot be in a Beis HaChaim. The reason I'm in a Beis HaChaim is because I'm in a Beis HaChaim of Kivrei Akum. And Kivrei Akum in a Matam. But what do you see from this Gemara, says the Chasam Sofer? That Eliyahu HaNavi is B'chuyav HaMitzvahs. Frei the Chasam Sofer, that's the case. How do you make sense of the fact that Eliyahu HaNavi, by the Leil Seder, goes to every single Seder in Klal Yisrael? We know that if a Yid is not allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos, he can't go Chutz L'Tchum on Yontif either. According to one man, number Tchum is Deiraisa. So if that's the case, Freitach Sam Soiva, how does Eliyahu HaNavi go to every Seder? Says, I'll ask you another kasha. Eliyahu is the Malach HaBris. Every Bris has a Kisa Shel Eliyahu. Eliyahu HaNavi goes to every Bris. What happens if Eliyahu HaNavi has a Bris in Lakewood, and then he has another Bris in Brooklyn, and then he has one in Chicago, he has one in Los Angeles, he has one in Eretz Yisrael, he's going Chutz L'Tchum. Eliyahu HaNavi is going around the world. So L'Chayr is going Chutz L'Tchum. So you can tell me, Eliyahu HaNavi is not Mechuyiv HaMitzvahs, he is Mechuyiv HaMitzvahs. That's the Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yedal and Amadeus. So Chasam Sofer said that you see from here that you have to say this two dinim in Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi was Megala himself throughout the Dairis. The Pasuk says he was Ola Shomayim B'Sahara. But in Eliyahu HaNavi's Giluyim, it comes sometimes in two forms, literally. Sometimes Eliyahu HaNavi is Megala himself with his guf. He looks like a person. He's Megala himself with his guf. And sometimes Eliyahu HaNavi is Megala himself with his neshama. Says the Chasam Sofer, when Eliyahu HaNavi is Megala himself with his guf, he's a person. He's a human being. He's a human being. He never died. He doesn't have the ptur of lameisim chavshim in hamitzvahs. As a result, he's chayv hamitzvahs. Well, Eliyahu HaNavi is megala himself, not with his guf, but merely with his neshama, then he comes as a malach. He comes as malach habris. When he comes as a malach, it's not mechuyav mitzvahs. A malach is not mechuyav mitzvahs. It's the neshama of Eliyahu. It's not the guf of Eliyahu. Rabba bar baruch, the Gemara in Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yudalet Amud Aleph, saw Eliyahu HaNavi. He saw Eliyahu HaNavi in his guf. Being that he saw him in his guf, it meant that he was chayv mitzvahs. And if he's chayv mitzvahs, for that reason, he said, oh, what are you doing in the Beis HaKfaris? The Eliyahu HaNavi, that's the malach habris. The Eliyahu HaNavi that goes to all the Siddurim Beleil Pesach, that Eliyahu is the Neshama of Eliyahu. Being that it's the Neshama of Eliyahu, over there, it's going to be different. It's interesting that The Chida in his Svarim, many, many places, talks a lot about this idea of Torah Leib Shamayim. So from the Achreinim, the ones that spoke the most about Torah Leib Shamayim, I think, is Rav Tzvi Hersh Chayis, talked a lot about it, he wrote a kuntros on it. So Rav Tzvi Hersh Chayis, Maritz Chiyas, that Shuvitz Chassam Soif, Erich Chaim Reish Ches, was written through Rav Tzvi Hersh Chayis. If you look, many of the Gemaras that reference the idea of Torah Leib Shamayim, you could almost always go to the Hagoyis Martzach in the back of the Gemara. Rav Tzvi Hersh Chayis is Hagoyis on the Talmud Bavli, and you're gonna find a comment. He wrote a lot about this idea of Torah Leib Shamayim. The Chida also wrote a lot about Torah Leib Shamayim. One of the places the Chida wrote about this is in his Pesach Inayim in Masechtes Menachos Daf Mem Yamar Aleph. And over there, he asks a very geshmaka kasha, a bomb kasha no one ever thought of. He says, "I don't understand. Teiku is Tishbi Yatarets Kushias Vabayis." Meaning, we have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to come. And when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, he's going to be Megalatos, Tishbi Yataretz Kushes V'Abayis. Freik the Chida and his Pesach Inayim, I don't understand. There's so many Chazals where there were Amiroim even that saw Eliyahu HaNavi. Tzadikim Hadil Eliyahu. So why didn't they ask Eliyahu HaNavi the Kasha? That's the Kasha, right? Why didn't they ask Eliyahu HaNavi the Kasha? They saw Eliyahu HaNavi. So the Chayru, when they saw Eliyahu the Guf. So the Chassam Sofer said that there's two dinim and Eliyahu. There's Eliyahu, not the Neshama. There's Eliyahu and Navi the Guf, right? We didn't finish the Chassam Sofer. We didn't close the loop, right? What was the punchline of the Chassam Sofer? He started with a Kasha, right? We left the Kasha hanging. The Kasha was Tishbi Yataris, Kushis Ve'abayas. The Chayr Eliyahu was Teru Leib Shemayim. He says, it depends. Eliyahu, the Malach, that Eliyahu was Teru Leib Shemayim. But there's an Eliyahu that's a Guf. There's an Eliyahu that's Chayv Mitzvahs. That Eliyahu is going to come to Teres Eliyahu Anofi. Meaning, how do you have access to a tzaddik from Friya de Gedeiris? You don't. But there is one way. Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is like Mace. Eliyahu HaNavi is sometimes even Chayv HaMitzvahs. Says the Chassam Sofer, you know which Eliyahu is going to be Metaretz Kushes V'Abayas? It's the Eliyahu HaNavi that got smicha from Machia HaShiloini. It's the Eliyahu HaNavi, the London, the Poshek Hadar, the tzaddik Eliyahu HaNavi. That Eliyahu that's Chayv HaMitzvahs, he could be Miyashiv Kushis Vabayas, and it's not going to be a problem. So Freik the Chida, he doesn't quote the Chassam Sofer, but Freik the Chida, that I don't understand. You see how Eliyahu HaNavi could be Poshit Kushis Vabayas. That's Teku. Tishbi Yitarets, Kushis Vabayas. So how come all the Tanam and Amiram that were Zaycha to Gil Eliyahu, how come they didn't ask Eliyahu HaNavi, what's the halacha with this? And what's the Trey Kav, Chatzi Kav, Betray Shum, right? Half a Kav and two Amnes, but by the, or Kav Shum Shumin. I'm trying to think of some Tekus. Right? So how come they didn't ask him? How come they didn't ask Eliyahu HaNavi the Shaila? Says the Chida, tremendous Chiddush. You know what you have to say? You have to say, there's two dinim in Eliyahu HaNavi the Guf. Meaning, Eliyahu HaNavi reveals himself with a Guf, but there's two dinim in that Eliyahu. And not every version of Eliyahu HaNavi, for lack of a better word, has the ability to be poshet to Kushis V'Abayas. Says the Chida, loy poshet kol teiku shabat the gedoli adoris is chazilu echloy bo minei the livshe kol teiku. Says v'loy ikachet, you have to say the trei Eliyahu havu. And he says, even though it's a doichik, but I have no choice but to say that. And there's an Eliyahu HaNavi that knows all the answers, and there's an Eliyahu HaNavi that Pasha doesn't know all the answers. And that Eliyahu HaNavi that they were zoicha to see, that Eliyahu HaNavi was not in a bechina to go ahead and to be pushed at all the takers, and that's why they didn't ask him all the shaylas. So either way, we have not two dinim in Eliyahu HaNavi, we have three dinim in Eliyahu HaNavi. We have the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer in Chelik Vav, where the Chassam Sofer said that there's Eliyahu HaNavi that's megal himself with his guf, and there's Eliyahu HaNavi that's megal himself with his neshama. The Eliyahu HaNavi that's megal with his guf is chayv mitzvahs. That's Eliyahu HaNavi that's going to be pushed all the abayas of teiku. That's not going to be Torah Leib Shamayim here, because that's Eliyahu HaNavi who has smicha from Achiyah Shiloini, and of course he could be mevaru all the halachas. And then there's Gili Eliyahu, where Eliyahu is megal himself with his neshama. And that Eliyahu is not mechuyev mitzvahs. And that's the Eliyahu Malach HaBris. That's the Eliyahu that can go to every Seder, and there's no problem of going chutz l'tchum. And then we have another Yisoid. We have another two dinim. The Chida in Pesach Inayim in Menachos Daf Mem Hei, who says that even Eliyahu and Navi the Guf, there's two Eliyahus. There's the Eliyahu that will be zoicha to lasad lavai. That Eliyahu will be tishvi yataris kushis v'abayis. But the Eliyahu that was megala himself to all the tzaddikim, that Eliyahu and Navi wasn't an Eliyahu that was able to be Metaretz Kushes V'Abayis. So there's Eliyahu, the Guf, Eliyahu, the Shama, and within Eliyahu, the Guf, there's two dinim as well. Just to be Messiah, I heard from Rabbi Yosef Arenster, my father's Rav, the Rav in Alexander Shtibel in Borough Park. So he told me that Rav Shraga Feivel Migritza and the Vurke Rebbe were once discussing this shaila. So Rav Shaul Gefeivel Migritza was the father of the first Alexander Rebbe. He was also a Talmud of the Nesivos. So Rav Gefeivel Migritza was once discussing with the Vurke Rebbe this shaila. Elio Anavi is the Malach HaBris. How could he go from one bris to another bris on Shabbos? Why isn't there a problem of Elio Anavi going chutz l'tchum? So Rav Gefeivel Migritza said, the Yisoid of the Chassam Sofer, he was mechamed to the Chassam Sofer. He says, you have to say there's two dinim and Elio Anavi. There's Elio Anavi the guf. There's Elio Anavi the malach. The malach is not chayv in mitzvahs. It's when he's nislavish begufoy that he's chayv in mitzvahs. But when it's merely the neshama, over there he's not chayv in mitzvahs. But the Vurker Rebbe said, you don't have to say that. He said, the pshat's poshet, because we know milas deiche Shabbos. So if milas deiche Shabbos, Elio, the malach habris, that's Deicha Shabbos as well. It's one of the integral parts of Mila. How can you have a bris Mila without Elio HaNavi? Without a kisa shel Elio? So if Mila is Deicha Shabbos for Elio HaNavi to go chutz l'tchum, that's going to be Deicha Shabbos as well.
It doesn't help to start.